this was a great vindication of Zimbabwean justice system. It was a great moment to vindicate the separation of powers that's in Zimbabwe and the constitutionality of our democracy, in that the state had its case, but the judiciary thought otherwise, and a Zimbabwean walked free. So the systems that are there to safeguard our citizens' rights kicked in and came out tops. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy with the independence of the judiciary that was witnessed yesterday.
Mr. Nkomo, are you really happy with what you witnessed yesterday and other cases that have been taking place? Do you remember the Kereke case as well? So what do you think about some of these things?
Yeah, well, I think obviously in terms of what happened yesterday, it was quite positive, even though we need to view the whole issue in context and globally as well. But it's quite clear that the law enforcement agencies that prefer the charges had a very poor understanding of the law, which is fundamentally Section 50 and Section 70 of the Constitution, which speaks to the rights of arrested and detained people. Section 70 speaks to the rights of accused people. So it's quite clear that in terms of the law enforcement agencies, they have very little appreciation of the new constitution. And again, when we look at the people that were arrested, especially in places such as Makokoba, Mzilikazi, and Vurombo, and some parts of Beitbridge, that is 86 people. Most of those people were just innocent, bystanders. You find that in many of the incidents, the police actually fired tear gas into houses. I mean, this is basic things that we saw with our own eyes. And then as people came out, most of the people were arrested. And most of the people that were arrested actually had nothing to do with whatever disturbances were happening. So you find that on law enforcement sites, there was very, very poor documentation. There was very poor preparation in terms of the actual cases. There was very poor collation and collection of evidence. And when you measure this against the precepts and standards of the Constitution, it therefore means that most of the cases will not stand the severity and integrity of the law as it is.
Mr. Mangwana, you know, arresting people like what we're witnessing right now in Zimbabwe, does it actually end or solve Zimbabwe's problems?
No, there are two different things. Zimbabwe is facing economic challenges, and law and order should not be compromised just because we're facing the economic problem. If we turn ourselves into a kind of a Libya, Sudan, or other countries where all institutions are not operational, then plus economic challenges, or Somalia, then it's a total disaster. I know people. Some people loosely say Zimbabwe is a failed state. It's not a failed state because it has got institutions that are function very well, like what we saw yesterday. Mr. Nkoma is quoting the Constitution all the time, which is our foundation. So the state has got an obligation to maintain and to work within the framework of the Constitution. So do the citizens. If any of the two parties do fall foul of the Constitution, then we go to the judiciary to adjudicate that particular infringement either of a right or flouting of the Constitution. This is exactly what happened yesterday. If people were also arrested indiscriminately and the police did a short work, as Mr. Nkomi said, fine. When they go to court, if we have an independent judiciary like we saw yesterday, then they will leave that courtroom with an egg on their face.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nkomo, what is your reaction to that?
I think what we need to note is that the protests are just a manifestation of deep-rooted poverty, of high unemployment, of the groveling poverty which most Zimbabweans are facing. And again, the Constitution in Section 59 does give people the right to demonstrate and to petition. And we've seen people such as Pastor Mokata and Victoria Falls exercising this right peacefully and being arrested